Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, brother Johnson, we all live. Brother Williams. Brother Johnson, Brother Williams.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. We on live.
Okay. Welcome to
the
weekly global radio broadcast of the Church of Christ. We are glad to have all of those who are a part of our radio listening audience tonight. As always, we come to you with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our goal is to preach the truth, the whole truth, the next truth, and nothing but the truth. So we're glad you're here, especially those who are not members of the spiritual Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is the only church that Christ built. Christ built it. He paid for it. According to the scriptures, he's married to it. He is the head of it. It's his household. It's his family. He is the king of the kingdom. It's his kingdom on earth. And he is the savior of the church. The church is not a brick and mortar building sitting on a corner somewhere. The church is the saved souls of men who have obeyed the gospel by faith and have received the atoning blood of Jesus Christ to erase and to remove and to get rid of all of their past sins. That's what the church is. It is a constitution of men whose spirits have been saved by the gospel grace of God. And the church is global. That's why it's not a man-made building somewhere. It is a spiritual house because the builder and owner and father of the church is spirit. John 4:24 declares, God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he is to be worshiped everywhere, in every nation, among all people. Not one race, not one special group, but all men are invited into the gospel by the preaching of the gospel doctrine of Jesus Christ. That's why preaching the truth is important, because many folk do not hear the truth. Their ears are not tuned into it. They're not even seeking it. But God is seeking souls to obey him. God is seeking men to worship him according to his truth in faith. That's what he says in John chapter 4, verse 23. He's seeking such to worship him. So what we need to do is we need to listen. When we hear the words of the gospel, listen to the message of God and recognize that God is doing something, that God has done something for our benefit, for our eternal salvation, our eternal life. And we need to love God for that. Church of Christ, we need to love God for what he has already done. If he don't do nothing else, he guarantees our sanctification and salvation for eternity. That ought to be enough for us to decide that we're going to live faithful to our God. We're not going to let the god of this world, which is Satan and all his temptation and all his deceitfulness and all of his trying to cause us to sin through the lust of our flesh. We need to make up our mind to not let Satan have that power. Give God the power of our desire, and as we are commanded and instructed to do in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, set your desires on the heavenly things. Set your desires on the things from heaven, not on the things from the earth.
all of these things from the earth, Brother Johnson, they're going to perish. They're going to be dissolved and burn up and disappear. Only thing going to be left is God and heaven and hell. And if you expect to go to heaven, you got to give God his glory. You got to give God his praise. You got to give God your desire now in this present life. That's what Titus chapter 1, verse 11 says. So word of God, the grace of God, the salvation of God is available to every man. God made it so. The gospel is preached all over the world. He sent it all over the world. He didn't leave it in Jerusalem and say, y'all just stay right here and be a church unto me. No. God said, go into all the world. Go to every nation. Teach every man the gospel. The ones that believe it and obey it, they're going to be saved. The ones that don't, they're going to hell. God said that in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you tonight, get your pen, your paper, get your Bible. When we give you scriptures, write them down. As you have opportunity, even after this broadcast, go read them for yourself. Let God speak to your heart, to your consciousness, to your faith, and to your mind. Let the word of Christ come into your heart and live there. And then God will produce a spiritual fruit in you. God wants spiritual fruit. When he created man, he gave man spiritual fruit to eat. Man chose to eat the spiritual fruit that God told him not to eat. And sin entered into the life of man and physical death. Man went from immortal to mortal. And Christ came back in the flesh to destroy the power of sin in the flesh and to bring mankind back to immortality and eternal life. And men today act like they don't want to accept it. Most people in the world, most of you all that listen on this radio broadcast, will not accept the written truth of God's word, and it's right there available to you. Most of you got a Bible in your house, probably don't even read it, don't study it. And many of you have a Bible in your house, and you let a false preacher tell you what the Bible says. You don't read and study for yourself, and you're following false religion. That's a shame. That's worse than not knowing, because you ought to know, and yet you will not obey the truth. There's only one New Testament church that Christ built. There's only one New Testament church that Christ named in the Bible. Yeah, he put his name on it. You know why? Because it belonged to him. He bought it. Acts 20 and 28, the church of God who purchased it with his own precious blood. That's Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. It's making sense. You already know that. But did you know he bought the church? He didn't buy the church from some other man. He didn't buy a church and not give it his name as owner. He didn't put nobody else's name on the title. So we even question, why or where did the Baptist name come from? Didn't come from God. Where did the Catholic name come from? That didn't come from God. Where did the Methodist name come from? It didn't come from God. Where did the Jehovah's Witness name come from? It did not come from God. Where did the Lutheran name come from? It didn't come from God. Everything that came from God is written in the Word of God. Now, let me tell you what God wrote. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name given to men under heaven, given to men, whereby we must be saved. What is that name, ladies and gentlemen? That name is Jesus Christ. So Christ, who is God, that appeared in flesh and died for our sins, that he might be the God and Savior of our soul. He ain't going to put some man-made name on his house. He put his own name on his house. Ladies and gentlemen, that's common sense. You buy a house, you build a house, you furnish the house, and you put your family in the house. Well, whose name going to be on the title? Whose name going to be on the title of deed? Whose name going to be on the mailbox? If your name is Peter, Peter going to be on the mailbox. Peter's name going to be on the house. Peter's name going to be on the deed that's filed with the government. Men who are false teachers in religion try to play God for a sucker and a fool, and they turn around and play many of you for the same thing. They abuse, use, and take the advantage of you because they gain your trust through deceit. And then they use that to convince you of things that are not written in the Bible. There is no Baptist church in the Bible. But what church is it? The Church of Christ. Romans 16:16. The Holy Spirit said to the churches, salute one another with a holy greeting, with a God-approved greeting, with a Christian greeting. In other words, in Christian love and sincerity. That's how you fellowship. That's how you greet. That's how you address one another. We are brethren. We are all spiritual brothers and sisters in the Lord. So we refer to each other affectionately as brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. None of us are reverend. All of us are God's children. Either we are God's children or we not God's children. But none of us are reverend. None of us are high priests. Christ is the high priest. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 3. He is the high priest and he is the chief pastor. That's in your Bible. Go read it. There is no other reverence in the Bible but God. Jesus Christ is God. He is the living God. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 10. He is the living God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 16. Great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Peter 3:16. God was revealed in the flesh. He was seen of angels. Pardon me, he was seen of men, he was worshipped by angels, and he was received back up into glory. What glory? The glory of God. He is God from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. John chapter 1, verse 14 and 15 and 16. The Word became flesh, and we beheld his glory. What? The glory of a perfect man. We beheld his glory, the only begotten of God. He is the only begotten Son of God in the flesh. Adam was not begotten. Adam was created. Eve was not begotten. Eve was created by God. Jesus was begotten by God from a woman, a human. And he came in the glory of man to do the sacrificial will of himself. He reconciled us to himself by his own blood. That means he bought us back. That's what Acts chapter 20 and verse 28 declares in plain English. Now, whose church is in the Bible? The church of God who purchased with his own blood. That's Christ. The church of Christ. That's Christ. The kingdom of Christ. That's Christ. The kingdom of God. That's Christ. The kingdom of heaven. The church is from heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 3. It is the new Jerusalem that came out of heaven. And the Bible says in verse 3, the kingdom of God is with men. That's today. Huh? That's today. That was written in 93 A.D. and is still true today. But God's going to come back one day. Jesus is coming back. He's going to be God, our judge, not God, our Savior, if we have not lived up to his commandments. But see, if you're a member of the Church of Christ, you already obeyed the commandment will of God. You already being judged. Judgment is punishment. What parent has children, produces children in a relationship, and they don't chastise them sometimes? Do you know anybody like that? I'm going to tell you, if you do, they have a wild man for a son. Huh? They have a foolish woman for a daughter. They have the enemy right there in the house. They got trouble in that family. That is a dysfunctional family. The moral will of God requires that we chastise our children so that we bring them up in a moral condition so they can be of a positive and moral influence in the society in which they live. And if we teach them properly, they're going to listen to God and obey his will. But you know what? Parents who do that, they're already listening to God. They're already trying to obey his will. They got that much sense. Man is commanded to bring his children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. If you fail to do that, as a parent, you will go to hell. If you fail, you will go to hell. That's the message. You must succeed through faith. You can't succeed through your own wisdom, your own thoughts, your own decision about what is right and what's acceptable. You got to do it by the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is the revelation of the word of God that we have today. And we call it the book of the Lord, the Bible. It is a book of instruction. This broadcast is brought to you weekly. It is sponsored or paid for by the Brethren of the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. It comes to Christ serving in churches of Christ. Gospel doctrine. For learning. His ministers include Brother James Johnson, Sir Williams of the Par Edition Church of Christ, Fort Texas, Minister of Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, Utah. On Boss Road in Superman, USA. We have Brother Donald Kegler, minister of AD 33 Church in Houston, Texas, USA. Robert, minister, Brookshire Church of Christ, Brookshire, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Brother Bryant Brown, faithful young man who works with us as our moderator, cues up the program for each evening's message, and who also helps us to get people who have questions to get those answers. See, Brother Brown will cue you in So you can talk directly to any or all of the ministers who serve in teaching on this program and ask us any Bible question or any question of moral turpitude that you desire to know. We will give you God's answer. Bible answer. Book, chapter, and verse in the Bible. Answer your question of faith, of religious knowledge, or of moral interest. You have from the Bible. Separated the two. Separated. Separation of church and he didn't do that because serving the God as